Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Still gives me chills.
I know. Talk to our buddy Matt Jones. What's up, buddy? What's up, Matt?
What's up, Baz? How's it going down there?
Man, great to hear from you. We got Justin Moore over in Nashville. Got Roger, me, and RJ here in studio, along with Cassie from Hogman's Game Day Superstore. We just want to call in real quickly, say congratulations on what is coming up Friday night, your induction into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. How does that feel?
Oh, how cool, huh? I don't know. It's humbling. It's pretty cool, man. Playing up there was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Rog, that I don't think Matt knows how many people are gonna come to this thing. You know, because you a lot of times people won't tell you. I think you're gonna get up there at that podium. You're gonna look out there. You're gonna see Houston Nutt. You're gonna see some of your high school teammates. You're gonna see some of your college teammates, and it's all the people who feel like they've been a part of your life. It gives you a chance, Matt, to thank them too, and which now listen, you know, Raj, not everybody gets the opportunity to do that in a public way. So that's what's great about the Sports Hall of Fame, and I hate the folks who were doing, you know, from a posthumous standpoint and are not here to be able to do that. So it's a great thing, Matt. You get to do that with your parents, you get to do that with your family and your former coaches and players.
Yeah, there's so many dads and moms out there that sacrifice when you're fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade. I mean, and your junior high football coaches and your high school coaches, and you got your volunteer coaches. There's a lot of people that help these young kids, and it helped me throughout my career. I mean, your sixth grade baseball coach that, you know, you coached you from fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade. You just remember all those type of coaches that spend so many hours with, and that's really, it's a tribute to them, because those are kind of the unsung heroes, I guess.
Well, it is. Well, you're a hero to other people as well, Matt. We're talking about jerseys and all kinds of stuff. We played I don't know, could you hear us play in the Miracle on Markham when you came on?
I heard a little bit of it, I think. I don't know what the Corey Birmingham, yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah,
you're my hero, Roger. What are you talking about?
Let me tell you something, Mike Honcho. You know, just knowing you and knowing how humble you are and knowing that you're a man of few words, you just are. You're not comfortable speaking in front of a lot of people, especially talking about yourself. Because it's just what you did, and I think that speaks to the kind of guy that you are and how you were raised. But what is it like? I mean, knowing that now you're going into Hall of Fame, I think it's past due. And if you don't have anybody sitting by, because we talked to some people, and you might not have anybody sitting by you at the podium. Do you need somebody up there? Because if you do, I'll come sit right beside you. I mean, you've got to be. How about your family? How proud is your family that you're going into this?
Oh, they mean the world to me, and you know, my dad's a high school coach, junior high coach, and his first coaching job, he was a track coach, basketball coach, and football coach down in Dermont, Arkansas. And you know, my mom's a high school teacher. I had two younger sisters that played college ball, so sports was a big part of our family, and we were always at practice, it seemed like. And you know, mom was always taking somebody to practice, or
yeah.
And you know, pop's always being a coach, so they
I didn't know that
parents, yeah, they, and then my sisters were, I'm telling you, my sister's basketball team, their seventh grade basketball team, I mean, I saw it, I wouldn't believe it if I didn't see it, but they scrimmaged the boys basketball team and they beat them.
Oh wow.
And you're just thinking, man, I'd have to give up basketball if I got beat by a bunch of girls, you know?
But they were that good. They were that good.
Yeah. That's what they played on the baseball team, and they were the first base and the shortstop on the boys' baseball team. Yeah, they were.
That's incredible. Well, I didn't know that. Again, nobody knows about you. I'm glad that you mentioned them. I don't remember you ever speaking about them, or at least any time I heard you talking about your sisters and all that. So they're just your and their younger sisters.
Yeah, they're twin sisters. They're a few years younger, but they are definitely way cooler than me. Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. Listen,
right.
You're just Matt. You're not
right.
Miracle on Markham quarterback. You're just Matt. That's all you are to them.
Did you hear us talking about Matt the jersey issue? Now that we always talked about, you know, and Justin was talking about who would sell the most jerseys today if we had NIL back in the day. I guarantee you, number 9 would have sold a ton. What do you think about maybe making that retroactive where they can sell the number 9 now with your name on the back and you could somehow benefit from that?
Yeah, hey, if they want to do that, I'd be all for it. Yeah. Darren McFadden, obviously, but we had a lot of great players. You know, Sean Andrews.
Yeah.
To me, I mean, just going in there and you going through just Ahmad Carroll. He was a 5-star recruit. He would have had a lot of jerseys sold back then. And then I would have definitely bought a Fred Talley jersey. You know,
he's my guy. Oh, Fred, yeah. Fred Talley was great. Well, I was making that. I was trying to. And Justin, you made the point. You and Matt are exactly the same age. Is that right?
Yeah, you're 38, Matt.
I was born in 83. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was 84. But I remember. I was a year out of high school when a year or two out of high school when the miracle on Markham happened. And my wife, Matt, is from South Louisiana. So at that time, I had not yet converted her because we had only dated for like a few months at the time. And man, I remember how awesome it was having bragging rights over her family. That was pretty sweet.
That was a wild game.
Well, we were actually talking that you can make the argument that, you know, two of your games could probably be in the top five or eight. When you most exciting, you could probably put in the top three or four if you just put innings, but both Miracle on Markham and the 7 overtime game, which, by the way, I thought you did a great job with Eli Manning. I appreciate you coming down and doing that. Was that a good experience for you?
Yeah, that was, man, Badge, you're the man. You always make it good. So it was And speaking of Fred Talley, that run on that Miracle on Markham, you know, before we set it up, that like 68-yard run where he made like eight people miss. I mean, that was. But yeah, seeing Eli and getting to do that, man, you do a great job with that touchdown club, Baz. That was a great experience. Man.
Well, I think the audience
loved it.
Yeah, audience loved it. Eli enjoyed being there with you. I thought, and that was
he knew he respected. He respected what you did on the
Yeah, and he seems to be a real good guy.
He's won some big games in his career. You know?
There's a couple, sure.
Well, now we want to ask you too. Now, do you miss? You know, we were talking about you being on the Buzz, and we all liked you. Thought you did a great job.
He's gonna be gone next week. You want to come by a day or so?
Do you miss doing radio sometimes, Matt?
Trey's listening.
Oh man, that was so fun. I really do miss it. I felt like I was more up to date, you know, because you're staying kind of locked in and getting to do some of that. I think you kind of let me start in the football season, and by the end, I was doing some of the post game basketball stuff. Man, that was.
How about that?
Y'all do a great. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
You listen, we thought you did a great job, and now for those
of you back more often.
Now you're living in Northwest Arkansas and just sort of laying low. And I was telling the guys, one thing I know about you, you are good with your money. You are frugal with your money. So life's good, right? You enjoying yourself up there in that neck of the woods?
Yeah, playing a little golf. I try not to spend too much money, but like we play. Play a little golf, go out to eat lunch, and, you know, just taking it easy. What did you think about that game last night, man? That Kansas-North Carolina game, that was a real game.
It was good. Well, now that we got you on, let's talk about the Razorbacks. What do you think about Musselman, back-to-back Elite Eight? Did you hear where we're preseason ranked number one already in the preseason polls for next year that came out last night?
There you go. We got the baseball team doing that. It seems like we're always up there, but man, Coach Musselman, we have really got some great coaches, got some great facilities up there, man. It's an exciting time to be a Razorback fan right now.
Yeah, it really is. Speaking of that, I know that Houston Dell Nutt will be at your induction on Friday night. By the way,
I talked to Coach Nutt yesterday or a couple days ago. Good.
Well, again, you know, I went in 2014, and again, what's great about that, Matt, is that you get a chance to be recognized by people who love you and appreciate what your impact was on the sport, and you get to say thank you. That was the big thing I remember, is that you have the opportunity to say thanks, giving back. So we just wanted you to jump on real quick and say hello, and looking forward to seeing you Friday night. Like Roger said, man, you know, you're always welcome in the Buzz. Maybe Matt Jones wants to make another run at the radio.
Matt's Morning Mayhem.
there we go.
I have a feeling Matt doesn't want to wake up at 6.
I'm looking forward to seeing you guys, too. Yes, sir.
Well, hey, Matt, real quick before you get out of here, man, I wonder if you'd give us your thoughts on the job Coach Pittman's done the last couple years.
Yes. I mean, golly, Coach Pittman, you can't say enough good things about him and bringing some local guy. You know, you got Dow Loggins in the locker room in there. He, he's one of the things Coach Pittman's done is he's got a lot of great assistant coaches around him, and that's what I think just a testament to him and people that want to work for him, and so they're out there recruiting. I don't know. It's just a very exciting time to be a Razorback fan right now.
You know, and Justin, you bring up so fitting with Matt. What do you think about KJ? Because, you know, you were a running quarterback, and KJ, I think the offense works better.
Oh, my goodness. He's running the ball. Fun to watch. He's fun. And then that we had that, you know, probably the number one receiver taken in the draft this year.
Yeah.
That we're going to be missing. But, I mean, KJ's arm, man, he is lethal. And then he's a load to bring down. He's kind of like a Dante Culpepper.
Yeah.
You remember him? Yeah, you know, he'd just run right over you a little bit. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And he can throw the ball 70 yards, I bet.
You know what? I'm almost sensing, guys, we have a Matt segment next football season.
I miss Matt on the Buzz.
You know what? Okay, if we sell that, Matt, would you consider doing a weekly segment with us?
Oh, 100%, guys, 100%.
But we know, listen, we have to talk to his to maybe his agent or his parents because, listen, Matt ain't doing anything for free. It's got to be the right price.
Yeah, we'll get my people with your people. Yeah.
Well, man, we appreciate you. We love you, and we'll see you Friday night, man.
Hey, I love you guys. See you guys.
Thank you, Matt. Matt Jones.